Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Young Marco is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to literally now share that love with all of you. He has a new single that's coming out soon called Gone Long Gone. We're going to give you guys a sneak listen to that single, as well as let you guys know how you can stay connected with Young Marco along his musical journey. Young Marco, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
How you doing, Cyrus?
Hey, doing really good, man. Congratulations to you on this single, man. It's a deep message in this single, Gone Long Gone. We're going to be listening to it a little bit later, but, you know, what does it feel like for you, man, to be preparing for the single release and to see the way people are responding to it?
It's actually an honor. Like, when I first started, I was like, oh, it's going to be a lot of pressure, so I have to be, like, at my best, but I just take it slow and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I think that's the main thing, man. And one of the ways you've been able to kind of keep all of us updated on everything is through social media. We've seen you with your feet kicked up, seen you relaxing,
yes.
You know, just taking out that time. I mean, what has it been like for you to kind of have your fans along for the ride through social media?
I honestly enjoy that. Like, I try to tweet everything that's on my mind during the current time. Like, for instance, if I'm doing schoolwork, I would tweet I'm doing schoolwork and just things that normal people go through besides like this whole glamorous act. I just left the show or something like that. I try to tweet things that people honestly go through.
Right. I'm sure that's one of the things they appreciate, man. So take us back a little bit. I mean, like I said, you have the new single, Gone Long Gone, that's going to be coming out. But what was it about music, or when did you first know that music was something that you loved and wanted to do?
I'm going to go back to the age of eight, probably the age of eight. Because before that, I just wanted to do sports, play football because it was, like, around me. Music wasn't around me until I got a little older and I was able to experience going on the internet and pull up artists and stuff. And back in the Usher days when you got it bad and stuff, I was listening to that.
Right.
I think that honestly inspired me to do music, and that's when I really fell in love with it.
Yeah, well, you know what? It has to be a great feeling, man, to go from, you know, to having artists that you admire to now being one of those artists that's getting ready to release a single. And as I said, we're going to be listening to Gone Long Gone a little bit later. So, you know, I think, you know, messaging is so important. And as you said, you know, you've been kind of able to take your fans along for the ride, you know, through Facebook, through Twitter. You know, this message of this song, I mean, how did the song come about?
The song came about is actually based off a close friend that's close to me, and I experienced one of her relationships, and during the relationship I just knew how great of a person she was, but the person she was with didn't witness it. He didn't know, so he was basically doing it so bad to the point that she started abusing herself. And I'm like, yo, love is that deep that you can abuse yourself? And I'm like, I have to write this down. Like, this would be huge. And that's what made me write this song down, and that's how I came up with it.
Wow. Well, you know what, man? Kudos to you, because, I mean, I remember the first time I heard it, and I want to shout out 2 Hours Entertainment for setting up this conversation, but I remember the first first time I heard the single, man, I was thinking, wow. I mean, as you can actually, I mean, in your mind, picture you sitting there talking to her saying, you don't have to go through this. You don't have to be in this situation.
You don't have to take it. You don't. Yeah. Most definitely for everybody who's listening that is being abused in any type of way, you do not have to go through this. You have an option.
Right. I think that is it, and I think that is the amazing thing about music, man. I mean, have you always known that music has that kind of power, Marco, to be able to tell a story to make you feel something?
Honestly, yes. It took a while. I say for me, once I got older, I call this thing 285 in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I live in Atlanta, so we call this thing called 285, where music is like in this one huge circle and it doesn't mean anything and everything on the radio sound the same. And I finally like fell in love with the music, like the meaning of music. And I'm like, yo, music really have a message to it. Listening to Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror, it has a message. And I'm like, if a song don't have a meaning to it, then it's no reason for you to be listening to it. So
right.
I think, yeah, excuse me.
Yeah. I think that has to be a great thing. So let me ask you something. I mean, you talked about, you know, how important it's been for you to share the little things, you know, with your fans.
Definitely.
Have you gotten used to having fans? I mean, have you gotten used to having people that care about things that you're doing and things that you have going on?
Yes. I'm not going to say I'm very private because I'm not private, because on social media I'm not so private, but I'm getting pretty used to it. I'm getting pretty used to it. It's starting to become comfortable and natural. You know, people tweeting me and saying, "Oh, yeah, the single dope and this is dope." I'm trying to remain. Well, I am humble. I'm so humble to the point that it's like once it hit me and it pops up on my interactions or notifications on Twitter, it's very hard to like understand. Yo, me, like this is really happening.
Right, it is really happening. I tell you, I know this is only the beginning. I mean, because once the world, you know, hears this song, man, I mean there are so many different things I think that people will be able to take away from it. One of the things that I think is so good as a guy, man, is that you're showing that not all guys are bad, that we all are not
trying
to get over.
We're,
I mean, is that important for you to show that? I mean, to show that there are some good guys out there that care.
Yes, I honestly care. I guess that's the reason why I'm single now, because females not used to that. So, by the way, everybody who listens, Young Marco is single. no, but there's some great guys in the world, and I'm honestly one of them guys that really cares and genuinely cares about people and people's feelings, because I have feelings. And the main goal of this, of my album, like Even Tell the World, I know we haven't got to that subject yet, but the main goal of the album was to be the voice for the youth. Like, we have the same feelings adults have. Like, we go through the same thing adults go through, but it's probably not as big, or not on the biggest scale as their problems, but we experience the same thing, you know what I mean? It doesn't have an age. Depression, it doesn't come with an age. Like, we struggle the same way adults do in our own way.
Exactly. So true, and I'm so glad you mentioned that. We're definitely going to talk about the album here, man. But for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking to the very single Young Marco. We're talking to him not only about his love of music and when that began for him, but also what it's been like for him to share that message with all of you. As we just said, the single, of course, is called Gone Long Gone, and the album is called Tell the World. So talk
Tell
to us about
world.
That title.
Yeah.
I mean, how did the title for the album come about?
The album title came, like, so it was so simple and easy, because I'm like, yo, I just want the world to know about Young Marco. Like, just tell the world about me. And me and my managers, like, we all sat down, because we all have, like, a different perception about the album and what do we think about it, what's the meaning for it. But to me, I'm like, yo, I just want the world to know about me, to tell the world about me. So
right.
That's what the name came from.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were talking about, you know, about men and there being good men out there. I think one of the things that we should say for our listeners out there, Marco, is that, you know, you are one of these guys that had a great example in your own father of what it means to be a man, how you should be able to treat. Do you think that has helped you not only in your musical journey to have that support from him, but also in life to be able to have him as an example?
Yes, I'm very fortunate to have my father, because I have a lot of friends that don't have their fathers in their life, and just for him to, like, guide me through a lot of things. And I think kids nowadays, the youth, we don't have a lot of guidance, and you can't really blame us, but you can, because we have our own, we make our own decisions at the end of the day. But for him to be in my life and to finance me, not only finance me, but to show me right from wrong and how to become a man, it definitely groomed me and made me the man I am today.
Yeah,
definitely.
And I think
that
is a great example. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and it comes through, man. Even in this conversation, you can tell, I mean, you can tell that you were raised right. You know what I'm saying? And
yes,
it all
sir.
Begins,
yes.
I think,
Thank you so much.
That for sure. So I think that's a great example. You know, I mentioned your fans, Young Marco, but you will have young men that will look up
yes.
to you and say, you know
Most
what,
definitely.
If
Most
this
definitely.
Guy can do it, I can do it. How does that make you feel?
That's honestly huge, because it's definitely hard to get another man to look up to someone of their own, like their own peers. Like, that's pretty hard. And for me to be in that position, man, all I can do is remain humble and be grateful and thankful.
Exactly. Be humble and be grateful and thankful, and I'm sure they appreciate that. Well, we've been talking about this single, so we want to go ahead, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, Young Marco, we want to go ahead and let them have that opportunity. We're going to talk more about how our listeners can stay with you in a moment, but here is Young Marco with his single, Gone Long Gone, from his upcoming release, Tell the World. We'll be back with our final moments with Young Marco right after this. Stay with us. Talking with him not only about the love of music, but what it's been like for him to share it, something that he's known and loved since he was 8 years old. Now, of course, he's been able to share that literally with the world. So we've been referencing social media, young Marco. So how can our listeners stay connected with you and keep updated on what's coming up with the project?
That was beautiful, by the way. And man, must I say, you're the first person to break this record. So that's history there.
Oh, cool. Okay, hey, I'm glad to do that.
That's pretty big, and I really did enjoy that. It sounded amazing. But make sure you go get this record on iTunes. You can most definitely get it from iTunes, Young Marco Gone Long Gone. You can follow my journey on Twitter. @IM_YoungMarco. You can follow my Instagram, @IM_YoungMarco, and request it to your local radio stations. Gone Long Gone.
All right, so make sure you guys do that. Again, request that single, Gone Long Gone. Stay updated with Young Marco so you can find out more information about the album. And Young Marco, let me just say thank you for being not only a great example for what's possible in life, but also, you know, for showing people that it is possible to dream a dream and see that dream being realized. So congratulations to you, man, and on your team, and looking forward to staying connected with you throughout the year.
Thank you so much. I don't know if you remember, but we interviewed a while back. probably 2 years ago when I was
really
in one night. And
Wait a minute. You know what? I didn't realize that was the same person. I remember one night. Wow.
I have grown a lot, man. I have honestly grown a lot and accomplished a lot of things. And this is for your support. It's really huge. I really do appreciate that. And
well,
I'm
look,
very
man,
grateful.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Look, I know it's only the beginning for you, young Marco. So, man, congratulations to you, man. That makes it, you know, even more special. So thanks again for being on with us, man, and looking forward to staying connected with you, man.
Thank you so much as well. Thank you all right. Listeners that's listening right now. Stay tuned with Cyrus Webb.
All right. We appreciate that, man. Definitely going to be using that, young Marco. Again, we want to say thanks to young Marco for being on with us today. And want to thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. If you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the replay right as we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. We've already tagged young Marco both on Facebook and Twitter to make it easy for you guys to stay connected with him there. Make sure you guys do support that single, Gone Long Gone. It's available now, as you heard him say, on iTunes. And then, of course, make sure that your radio stations, if they're not playing it, that you do encourage them to do so. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.